not because he has to be somewhere at any special time. He's never going anywhere special. He drives fast because he watches too much television, too many movies, and me, I guess I get in the car with him because I don't watch enough. We're whizzing through the night, windows wide open, air crisscrossing between us, making breath come hard. A big and cheesy moon hanging low in the sky looks like a headlight coming at us. The needle on the speedometer bounces and bumps on the outside of the 8 at 80, and Eddie's wide-eyed in the rear view as if he spots someone following us. I turn around to look and see nothing but the dark snatch and the shadows of trees as we drive away. Every time I get out of this car alive, I swear and vow never to get in it again. But 2 days goes by and I find myself missing Eddie, his car rides. Look at that moon, look at that moon, he says. That moon's got way too much moon in it. And sometimes I think Eddie sees a little too much in everything. And that's what makes him movie-like. Eddie wipes his teary eyes and pulls his bearded chin. There's a sad song on the radio that makes him again. Darling, he reaches over and drops his arm on my neck. Did I ever tell you about the time? And I don't listen to his stories much, just love to watch the way he moves his body while he tells them. With the wind flying all over the front seat and all, it's hard to hear him anyway, so I just watch him push and pull and push and pull and push and pull at the steering wheel. Eddie, my silent movie star. Now we're doing about 85 and he steers with the ball of one hand while the other one caresses the tattoo of Greta Garbo's legs he's got straddling his shoulders. Slow down, Eddie, I say, and he says life's a piss poor excuse for behaving and steers into one of his maniacal swerves. Torpedoes into a deep rut, more like a ditch. Goddamn loser, he calls himself, then bows his head on the wheel. It's hard watching a guy cry with a woman's legs painted on his shoulders, and it's hard to believe that every movie makes is Hollywood, but it's true. You just get the feeling that you know he's gonna get you out of this rut, cause you've seen this part before. Yeah, you've seen this part before. Yeah, you've seen this part. Yeah, you've seen this part about 100 times before. Eddie wipes his teary eyes and pulls his bearded chin. There's a sad song on the radio that makes him cry. Again. Again. Let's get out of the car, he says. So we do, and we're walking, we're walking. Dry weeds crunch like broken glass beneath our feet. The world needs some rain out here, I think, and he takes my hand. You know I never did, you know I never did, you know I never did any good in school. And I'm not interested in his grades or how the world sees him. I'm just hooked on his Hollywood skills, his acting potential. I say acting because I don't really think he knows who he is, but one thing is sure, he has a body that is very consistent. He might have differences in mind roaming through it, but the body moves like clockwork, like music, like poetry. And once I read Eddie a poem I wrote and he loved it. That was the beginning of our long rides together. I wrote the poem when I got stuck on a Ferris wheel, third car from the top on a balmy August night with a hot dog that I felt like I swallowed whole in between my throat and my gut. I hate Ferris wheels and hot dogs and feeling stuck. I had to take my mind off these things. So I took a pen out of my shirt pocket and wrote the poem on my hot dog napkin. It went like this. If I had 100 questions, you'd be my answer. If I were a willow, you'd be my guide. I'd want you to pick me, bring me home, stick me in a jar of water and put me under your pillow when I die. And after I read it to him that night, he flung the car door open and did a dance, and the headlights a dance like I'd never seen before. Maybe he had a little too much dance in him, Eddie. I know he had a little too much of everything. And suddenly I had front row seats to a one-man show. He danced, spun, lumbered, and looked at me sweetly. I felt so important to the scene, to the dream, to the scene, to the dream. Me, his supporting actress behind a windshield curtain. Eddie wipes his teary eyes and pulls his bearded chin. There's a sad song on the radio that makes him cry. again. Then suddenly he slowed down, so slow like he added 30 years to his age in a second. And that was my favorite part, Eddie standing there exhausted in the headlights, looking in at me but not being able to see me clearly. I think that was the closest I ever came to seeing the real Eddie. And I don't want to say he was lost. No, I don't want to say he was lost. I don't want to say he was lost when I found him, because I don't think Eddie will ever be lost. He'll lose people that think he's lost, but he'll find people that have lost themselves by being so much of who he is. Eddie wipes his teary eyes and pulls his bearded chin. There's a sad song on the radio that makes him cry. Again. Movie star with Greta Garbo's legs on his shoulders and me sitting next to him in the car. One of these days he's gonna drive off a cliff. I know we're gonna hit right for a star. Yeah, we're gonna hit for a star. Yeah, we're gonna hit right for a star. That moon's got way too much moon in it, he says. That moon's got way too much moon in it for my head.